Hello, Sister Saints. Sister Amen from don'tperish.com. Hey, I wanted to share what went on this morning. I'm just kind of sitting here in my van door, watching the traffic go by, hearing a bird sing, and sky is blue, the sun is shining, and I'm rejoicing that I get to share a little bit of my day with you sisters all across the world, and seekers maybe who might be listening. So I want to talk about being careful about not stifling the spirit, being careful that we don't let the ways of this world control how we do things, how we share the gospel, and I want to give you a couple examples. First of all, I'll tell you that normally we always use wisdom, and normally we're very careful about what we do on private property, meaning if it's a store or a gas station or something, they own the property. So we're careful about whether we approach people on other property. Not saying we don't, you know, there might be a beggar, and of course if they're sitting there and they're asking somebody for help, we're going to go over there and help them with the gospel and see if they have any specific needs, you know, for like food or maybe some clothing or something. Maybe somebody needs some help, their hood is up on the vehicle, and we go and we'll share the gospel with somebody, you know, to try to help them. But to just go randomly hand out gospel cards and preach the gospel on private property, we don't do that. And I'm sharing all this because there's a point to it. So today I walked over to the store. We're in one parking lot, and I walked over. I told Brother Two Posts I thought maybe there would be some witnessing going on, and I needed an item anyway. So I went in the store. There was no witnessing in there. And I came out, and I was walking across the parking lot. It was the store parking lot. And one of the store workers was walking toward me. And you know what I just said about being careful about approaching people on private property? Well, she was walking at me, and I was coming, you know, we're going in opposite directions or whatever, and our paths were going to cross, and for some reason, something in me, I was like, I want to give her a gospel card. And so as she was a little ways away, I lifted my voice a little bit. I said, good morning, how are you today? And she said, good morning, I'm doing well, how are you? And I said, would you like some good news? Right as we were coming to each other, and I gave her a gospel card. She said, I sure would, thank you very much, you have a good day. And I said, you as well, ma'am. And I turned and said that, and if she wanted to talk, we could have talked. I would stop and talk to her, but she kept walking, and I went on my way. And I thought, well, if I was politically correct, or if I was fearful of approaching somebody on private property, I would have never done that. But it just felt like the spirit within me wanted me to reach out to her. Can you hear that bird? Oh, he stopped. And then as I crossed the street, I came up to a woman was coming up to the stop sign as I was coming. I was going into that other parking lot where our van was, and she was coming out. And our eyes met, and I noticed she had some kind of a head covering on, and she was waving at me like really excitedly and smiling. And I waved at her and smiled, and as she kind of drove by me, I saw she had a full head covering on. And I kept walking, and I thought, wow, that's unusual. And I kept walking a little ways, and I stopped. And I thought, huh. And I saw her, she was still sitting there, and she could have went, there was nobody coming. So I kind of, oh, there's that bird singing. So I walked back, and I was on her passenger side, and I waved at her, and I smiled, and I said, are you a Christian? And I knew she couldn't hear me, but I thought if she wanted to talk, she'd roll the window down. And she waved me over to her side. So I walked over there, and I got a gospel card out, and I saw a car coming through the parking lot and thought it would be coming up. So I really quickly, I said, here, I want to give you this gospel card. The gospel's on one side. I said, there's warnings on the other about man-made religion. I said, my husband and I don't belong to any organization. We came out of the denominational religion. I said, all the churches out there, they're not teaching the truth. I said, our email is on there. We would love to hear from you. Please send me an email. And she goes, you know, the Lord sends up, what did she say? She said, the Lord was sent to you, one of his own. She said, I'm glad you came back. There was something there, something when I saw you. And she said, thank you, I'm gonna email you. And the car pulled up right behind, and I said, I'll let you go. I look forward to hearing from you. And I walked around the back of the car, got back on the sidewalk, and I was walking through the parking lot. And my thought was this, sisters. There's a lot of beggars in the area, and they approach the cars. And I thought maybe that man who pulled up behind the car, he saw me pull my hand out of the window because I gave her a gospel card, and he doesn't know if I was taking money or something or asking for something. And I was like, he might think I'm a beggar. And I was like, whatever, I don't really care. because if I worried about that, we wouldn't be standing on the street corners flying signs like we do, because people drive by and they might think, oh, they're holding a sign looking for money. Because sometimes on the other corners, there's beggars flying their signs looking for money, but we're just giving away the truth. And so walking back to the van, and I thought, you know, I want to share this with my sisters. We got to be careful that in this world, we don't stifle the truth going out. I know we do try to be peaceful. We try not to stir things up and cause troubles. Obviously, the Word of God does that. We want to obey the laws of the land. We want to stay on public property if we're going to, like, boldly proclaim the Word of God, you know, preach it, proclaim it, whatever you want to say. Like, randomly, like, approaching people on public property and stuff, we're real careful how we do that. And especially on the private, like I was talking about before, I think I was, we don't always, we're very careful about doing that. But we want to be careful that we're not hiding our light under a basket. And if the Holy Spirit moves us, we want to make sure that we are going to move with it and do what He says. Because Acts 5:29, we obey God rather than man. And so, of course, we use wisdom. Of course, we try to go along with what is comfortable in the culture when it comes to personal space. I would never just walk up to somebody's car while they're putting their groceries in and walk up behind them and say, hey, could I share some good news with you? I'm not going to do that, because that's going to, like, I'm stepping into somebody else's personal space while they're vulnerable. And so I just wanted to, I'm not going to go into all the details of what you maybe could do or shouldn't do. I just wanted to use those two examples and say, you know, if we're fearful of this culture and what man deems politically correct, or fearful of what man might do to us, or we hide our light, we're kind of being ashamed of the gospel. And I just want to encourage sisters, you know, allow the Lord to move within you, and He's greater than all of it. He's over all, and He will protect us. He will guide us. He'll lead us. And if He wants the Holy Spirit to move within us, we need to move with it and do what we feel prompted to do with our conscience and situations. And so I guess that's basically what I wanted to share with you. Just simple encouragement. Hopefully that was a blessing to you. And I'm gonna let you go. We're gonna see what else happens in our day. Right now, Brother Tupos is witnessing to a drifter man that came up to the van. He's in the building there, and I was in the van getting ready to do this audio. And I said, oh, hey, you need to go talk to my husband, because he approached the van because we got our signs all over it. And he said, are you a woman of God? I said, yes, I am. He goes, I need some prayer. And he was pulling up his sleeve and saying, I got a tattoo of, I don't know if it was a cross or what. I said, my husband would definitely love to talk to you. And he walked right over to him. And so they're talking right now. And praise the Lord, I'm looking forward to seeing what goes on the rest of the day. Just being a godly, holy woman and serving the Lord, being thankful to be set free from this world, but being able to go into it like Jesus said, He sends us forth as sheep among wolves. We can't be afraid of this world. We learn how to navigate through it. We're like foreigners. Oh, and I forgot to tell you, I get all distracted here. I get all excited just sharing about all this. That woman, when I gave her the card and I was walking back to the van, as soon as I got back to the van, she pulled up next to us. And we had a nice conversation. She couldn't stay very long, but she said that she was gonna send us an email. So we'll see if that really happens. But praise the Lord for stepping out of a comfort zone a little bit, maybe kind of pushing the boundaries a little bit. And that's kind of what I wanna share with you, sisters. You know, sometimes we wanna be more quiet than we ought to be, but we wanna let the Spirit lead. So for the sake of me not repeating myself, I'm gonna let you go, sisters. Love to you, hold fast, and may God be praised.